Hey, this is Andy for Birthday Cake for Breakfast. I'm here with Scholars. How's it going, guys?
Hello, we are good. Thank you very much.
Yeah, very good, thanks.
Cool. So, you guys are in the middle of a tour at the minute. How's it been going so far?
It's been really good. We've been really, really pleased so far with the turnouts. And some of the gigs we've played have been pretty crazy. The other night in Biddeford was really good. Really good turnout, really good crowd. And last night in Birmingham was good as well. Really surprised with the kind of reaction people have had. So it's been really cool.
Yeah, definitely. No, it's been good times.
Oh, cool. So what sort of highlights have you had from the tour so far?
Definitely Biddeford the other night was, we've been down there a few times. It's kind of just a small town where there's I don't think a huge amount of bands pass through there, but every time we've gone down there, it's gotten more and more crazy. And the other night was just absolutely mental. It was sold out and everyone was like jumping up and down, knew all the words and everything. So it was really good, really good response.
Cool. So where have you been so far other than like the place you've mentioned? Because how far into the tour are you guys so far?
This is the, I think, seventh day. Yeah, we've been to Bristol, Plymouth, went down as far as Penzance, Land's End. We've also been past Oxford, Birmingham, and Manchester. So, yeah, no, it's been really good.
Oh, excellent. If I go back to, like, your roots and, like, your early beginnings, what was the formation of you guys? Because I've heard that you had, like, quite a few lineup changes and stuff, but how did you guys, like, officially start?
Basically, myself and the drummer Mike, we've been in bands forever, really. Like, we've always played together. And an old band we were in sort of folded because people weren't committed, and then guitarist dropped out, and it was stuck with just me and him. We had the name Scholars at this point. We had a couple of songs, but then Sam came along, and he was actually introduced to us by Ben from Lower Than Atlantis, which is a little tidbit of information from the Hemel Hempstead. And yeah, we sort of got together. Like, you recommended a guitarist to us. You were at school with Tom, and that was basically the first sort of like solid lineup we had. There was the four of us. We were together for sort of 4 years like that. Mm-hmm. We then got Cal involved as a second guitarist. He's from down in Portsmouth, but he moved up to London. And then just last year, Tom sort of had other commitments, other things going on, so he left, and we've actually recruited Cal's brother, Ethan, on backing guitar. So now I think we're kind of stronger than ever.
Yeah,
I like
solid,
to think.
Solid
yeah.
Now,
So what's it like having two brothers in the band? Is that like, does it create a dynamic or?
It's funny because obviously you're going to be a bit apprehensive and you're like, oh, you got two brothers in the band, you don't end up with a Gallagher situation going on. So you're kind of like, oh, I don't know, you're going to be all right. And it's just really good, actually. And they get on really well and they create quite a good kind of... I think the thing is, it was easier to bring Ethan in because if you brought in someone random and you didn't know anyone in the band, obviously you haven't really got that initial connection. But Ethan just, I think, felt quite comfortable just coming straight in because obviously he's got Cal and he knew us anyway from meeting us a couple of times through Cal. So that was nice and easy. And it's just little things you notice, like when they do backing vocals together, their voices sit really nicely because they kind of sound like they're in unison. So. Yeah, it's good.
I think, yeah, we sort of recruited him because it took away a lot of the unexpected stuff. We sort of knew him, you know, we knew that he was sort of similar to Cal in a lot of respects. We thought, you know, this will work quite well. He happened to be moving up to London as well, which sort of made life a lot easier. So, no, it's, I think it's really good. The two brothers thing, I mean, I'm really into, I think.
Yeah, definitely.
In terms of what it's done for, like, your sound, has it made, like, any huge impact on, like... Because, obviously, you say you've now got the two guitarists, as you did before, but now, you know... have you recorded any demos with this new lineup, or...?
We haven't, actually, no. I mean, Ethan, we drafted in at the end of last year, and that was really because we had a couple of big tours coming up with Pure Love and Canterbury. So, really, we've just been sort of playing. And we've also... I mean, we had the album fully recorded, so it was also just sort of training him up on all the album songs, so... With this tour now, we've been trying out a few of the album songs. So we're going to start demoing some new stuff, but we haven't really managed to squeeze much writing in at the moment.
We've done a couple of tiny little kind of, you know, just handheld recordings at practice with stuff we've done, and it's sounding good. So I think we're pretty confident going forward, really.
Excellent. Obviously, with this recording, you've got your long-anticipated album coming out. So that comes out pretty soon. What can you tell us about that?
It's a cracker. I'll tell you that.
It's kind of a collection of all the different kind of things we've done and the different angles we've taken over the past 6 years, because the songs are kind of written across this whole span of time. So what we did was we took kind of the best tracks, or, you know, the ones that had the most potential, and we worked on them and did loads of kind of pre-production stuff with them to kind of form all of these songs into a coherent album. So it is a kind of a chronology, but hopefully it kind of sits together as one kind of piece of work as well at the same time.
I think we're very picky with it. I mean, us as well. I mean, our manager Mark as well, he sort of guides us on quite a lot of stuff. And just, we've been very meticulous about which songs we've chosen, which we thought would work, which wouldn't work. Some songs we actually like wrote and recorded quite a while ago, but we held back. So yeah, it is a sort of scholars to date. But hope, I mean, like, I think we're really pleased with how it sort of sits and flows at the same time.
Mm. Cool. So you've, as I say, you've got the release coming soon. You've got a big launch show as well. So that's happening in Camden. What can you tell us about, like, your plans for that?
Yeah, that's 10th of April. It's going to be a big one, Camden Barfly. Got some really good bands playing as well. We've got Moose Blood, we've got Swim Good, and
Coastline.
But it should be really good. Tickets are selling quite well at the moment, so expect it to be quite busy, so it should be good.
Yeah, I mean, I think we're looking like it'll sell out, which is really good for us. I mean, we've played a lot of shows at the Camden Barfly before. It's not really a local to us, because it's relatively local, but like we just always have good shows there. It always goes down well. It's a sort of semi-legendary venue. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think we've sort of been billing it a little bit as a kind of fan convention. I have, anyway. I've been billing it as that, personally. Mainly because we've sort of been going around the country and like people have been saying they're going to come down for it especially. So like we're expecting people in from all over the place. A few international people, hopefully, which is quite nice. So yeah.
Mm. It's wicked timing as well, because obviously the album comes out on the 8th, and then we've got the release show kind of 2 days afterwards. So I'm pleased that we've got those 2 days as well. People will kind of have heard the album, and then they'll come down and they'll get to see everything live straight away.
So. I think you'll be able to weed out the really hardcore, the less hardcore fans from the really hardcore ones, because the ones that know all the words within 2 days.
They've been sitting there listening to it on repeat.
you always get that, don't you, at gigs? There's always like the album's just come out, if not that day, a day before, and they're just there at the front and just. So I mean, it's good to have those sort of fans.
Yeah,
there.
Yeah. Well, hopefully. So they might not care. But.
You get.
Yeah, you gotta hope so.
You get a bit suspicious if they're mouthing all the words before you put the album out, and then you're like, "Hang on a minute, something's gone."
Yeah, not so into that. You mentioned before that you've done some shows with Pure Love and such. You've played some pretty big shows. Who are the sorts of artists that you've played with?
We've been really, really lucky because we've been able to play with 100 Reasons, who are kind of big influence for us. Hell Is for Heroes, we've done a show or two with. We've obviously Pure Love last year. We did an amazing tour with Canterbury and Mallory Knox, which was really good. We've played with Don Broco. Who else have we got? There's been so many really good bands.
One of my kind of favourite shows we did recently was Pulled Apart by Horses. I really enjoy a bit of Pulled Apart by Horses. We played with them last year. That was awesome. Mm-hmm. In terms of sort of like British rock bands, we're feeling quite confident. We've done a lot of the big ones, which is really nice. Like we've just been lucky. We've got lucky on a lot of shows, definitely.
Cool. So obviously album coming out soon, your big show at Camden. Are you gonna rest easy once all that's done, or are you gonna push forward? Have you got big plans for the rest of 2013?
There's going to be obviously starting writing for new material for the next album, because we've obviously got loads of ideas now, because you learn so much from recording an album and you get so many ideas for what you want to do for the next batch of stuff. So I've already got a few ideas on my belt that I want to try and get demoed. This year is going to be a lot of shows, a lot of touring, hopefully. We're just kind of looking for if we can get some kind of support tour for later on in the year. We've got, I don't know, there's bits and pieces flying around, but we don't know what we can get yet. Hopefully touring in maybe June time or September, that kind of thing. So
definitely not sort of resting easy, getting out there and trying to get the album into as many people as we possibly can. And then also just starting cracking on with the new stuff, definitely.
Cool. Well, Scholars, thank you very much, guys. And good luck tonight, you guys at the Roadhouse.
Thanks very much, man.
Thanks a lot, man.
Cheers.